Hey y'all, my name is Allie and I'm a freshman this year at ASU. I'm here to talk to y'all about time management. Yes, college is definitely an adjustment, whether you're staying on campus or commuting. There's so much to get used to and so many new things to try, such as joining any of the 1,000 clubs we have here at ASU or any clubs at the college you plan on attending. There's also frats and sororities to join, which calls for a large devotion of your time if you get involved. Some students work, some students don't, some are involved in sports, and some aren't. It really just all depends on what you'd like to do once you get here. You see, you are now in control of everything in your life. What you choose to do is all on your time and completely your responsibility. The time management you use, whether good or bad, to do your homework, sleep, eat, make friends, have a job, or join clubs or Greek life, is all on you. I know that may come across as somewhat scary, but it's okay to make a few mistakes. They're gonna happen no matter what.
Yay!
Although cliche, college really is the moment where a person shifts from having practically no responsibility to all the responsibility all at once. There's a definite adjustment period. Time management may not come to you right away, but don't worry, you'll find out what works best for you. Managing your time isn't solely about being able to make sure you get done what you need to get done. It actually comes from a variety of skills, such as organization, prioritization, planning, and even delegating. Organization includes writing everything down or having some sort of way to remember all that you have to do. Personally, I use a yearly planner that I take with me to class, as well as a weekly planner that I have hung on my wall above my desk so that I can always see it. With prioritization, you gotta think about what you need to do first. Not all of your assignments will be due at the same time, let alone the same day. Sometimes when I have a really long list of things that I need to accomplish, I'll make a written list with each assignment or project in order from the most important to the least important. That way I can cross things off as I complete them, all while having everything else that I still need to complete be known and seen. Of course, planning is a very essential part of time management. If you don't plan out when you're going to get your homework done, you might find yourself forgetting things until the absolute last minute. Some days, you might not have to do homework if nothing is particularly due that day, but if you think about it, it may be easier to get it done when you have extra time, rather than crunching and doing it the day of. When it comes to delegating is a bit different. In a sense, you can delegate to yourself how you want to complete a week of homework. It kind of goes hand in hand with planning. Or you can delegate when working on group projects. This way, everything that needs to get done will get done. In Mark Twain's own wording about time management, he says, "If it's your job to eat a frog, it's best to do it the first thing in the morning. And if it's your job to eat 2 frogs, it's best to eat the bigger one first." Essentially, when you're trying to get things done, it's better to do it earlier than later and get the bigger task done first. And of course, some may ask, "Well, how is it a good idea to get the harder thing done bright, early, and right away, rather than finishing the super easy task first?" Well, a person has more energy in the morning, and of course, if the task will take longer, then it's better to get it done early, and still have ample time to finish other tasks that you have to complete that day, rather than leaving it to be done last when you're tired and the day is practically over. Another super important part of managing your time is being focused. This comes into play when you're trying to get homework done or other tasks. For example, any time that I had done homework in the past, I would always have my phone on my desk, where I would receive notifications about who sent me a funny post on Instagram, Snapchats from friends, or other text messages, or even calls from my mom. The thing about technology is it's very addicting. And having my phone near me where I could see it was super detrimental to my work ethic. I would always get distracted and feel the need to look at my phone or answer a text, and this would have each task that I was completing take twice as long as it should have. A good thing to remember when you're trying to get things done is the phrase, out of sight, out of mind. Take the time to put your phone in a drawer
nearby or place it where you won't see it or hear it buzz. That way it'll stay virtually out of sight and out of mind, so that you can complete the tasks that you needed to complete in a very timely manner. In the end, college is full of crazy things, many people to meet, and a whole lot to experience. I hope this has in some way been able to give you some sort of peace of mind about time management. You guys got this. It's gonna take some practice, but it's okay. Anyways, thanks for listening.